instant finish. So how old can you make them instant finish? Now if you were God and you were make the first day of people, how old would you make them?
Well, if you want them mature, they'd have to be 21, at least.
Oh, yes, yes, you sound good. You're the God.
I guess they were mature. He didn't make them a baby first and they grew up to be Adam and Eve. They were just created. Yes. Grown, I guess.
But I never heard of Sweet 21.
Pardon?
I've never heard of Sweet 21.
Which one? Sweet 16.
Oh, you know the number already.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, you arrive at that wonderful number.
Oh, that's just the same.
Now, you know in your own body when you were 16 how you felt?
Well, I'm no example. I was a mixed up kid.
Anybody who know their body is 16, boy or girl, all you want.
Morning.
For congratulations. Now, you know what the Mongol is saying when he said his chat? Come on, you know what to say.
Oh, yeah, I'm just joking. Oh, yeah. Mongolian overtones. You heard about that?
Honorary.
I'm 16 and I'm horny. And so that's exactly what they came out yelling in their nose and their mouth. But man was created to reproduce that of yourself, to go forth and direct yourself. And therefore have dominion, because in the beginning, reproduce you as well. Have nobody else there but yourself. And if you did, if you did have somebody else, you can only rule them, you can't own them. So that's the reason things are set up. But we don't know that thing, we gotta go through the process, and it's only in our health we find out what a deal we got. Because everything is set in the clock, and they ain't gonna go there till we learn it the hard way. The hard way is making mistakes and correcting it. But it's the easy way in the end. God, why? If you breathe, they keep you. If you don't breathe, it starts over. So
we need a fourth one.
We got
iodine,
zinc, selenium, and chromium, right?
Selenium. Well, you threw out chromium.
I
but
that's
iron,
which is
iron.
Iron, no. We have iodine, zinc,
yeah.
Selenium, and the one that will stabilize it is a basic mineral called iron. Now we're going to take the fifth one now, to round it out, and that's chromium, that's a trace mineral. What vitamin you find that is?
B?
So it's a B and not a B.
It must be B3 then.
Well, then all day you're so dear, the man who has a health group, so what are you doing with chromium?
Doing with what?
Chromium.
Chromium?
Stop being funny.
Isn't that for the blood sugar? Stabilizing blood sugar?
So it's basic minerals and basic vitamins, basic trace minerals are already set up to do that. A, B, C, E,
and
B now.
B is
Oh, you're right, with that now. What is a calcium? Is it a prisoner or a basic?
It's a basic.
Now, why do you need calcium and vitamin D?
Why do you need it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
You need iron for what? Iron rich blood?
So
your antitoxin. Wait a minute. An antitoxin vitamin must detoxify what? Iron accumulating up? Good. Then a vitamin
D.
Containing calcium must do what for you now?
Bones and teeth and the bone builder, isn't it?
It balances the iron inside.
Where do you do vitamin D?
To
do what? Look at black man?
Melanin.
And melanin is supposed to do what?
Protect.
Make you look metal?
Melanin. General melanin is copper.
I know that.
Copper tone thing.
What you go for the formulated for us?
Vitamin D.
What is the vitamin D?
Actually, what you want is testosterone so that it will put the calcium in place. It tests how calcium is held.
In your skin, okay?
Mm-hmm. Inside the skin and in your body.
I'm talking about, say, you don't know if I'm talking about inside your skin?
No. But it's manufacturing the skin.
You're going to have a dog or two to leave outside your skin. Why do you want to start having the outside your skin?
To make sure the skin remains a supplement under a dog.
Now listen.
Under protection of suns rather than the nothing.
To make the skin retain its flexibility to the exposure of the sun. So it takes a calcium core that is being reflected from the sun to interact on the skin to maintain the calcium flexibility. So your skin has calcium or it doesn't have calcium. So people who eat calcium for the bone alone are fooling themselves. And if you eat calcium for your skin and you take it from a cow, you're going to fool yourself. Because why? What does the sun do to a cow's skin?
Turns it to leather.
Good. So what do you think it'll do to your skin if you drink too much milk?
It'll turn it to leather.
That's how you take the rinsing process.
Good. And if you want to have a skin like a, what type of creature?
A baby.
A dolphin?
We have a small tree.
Good. Where did they live? A tree?
They went
Okay.
The vitamin D in plants is only in the root. Otherwise, you expect to get most of it, except for some infections out in the sun. But for the nighttime D, they don't have a chance to do that, so they have to store it in the root. So you'll find vitamin D in a lot of it.
So where do you want the calcium from out?
Well, then you get it in the oil. And you get it in the cod liver.
So you understand what nature is doing already? She put it in a label called vitamin. What did she put in the label? A mineral? Or I say it's mineral. So the core of each one of these so-called labels, be they called beta-carotene or ascorbic acid, they contain at the core what? Basic mineral or a trace mineral? They don't contain anything else. Don't go fool yourself, because you have to tear it apart to find out what it will absorb or what will attract, which is called chelating.
This is from the minerals that are in specialized extracts in triple beers, too. That's from the basic minerals. It's some kind of connection there, too.
Which two elements in the basic are the most antagonistic to the human body?
Calcium and iron.
important. You don't find iron outside the skin. You find it inside the skin.
But when you put calcium inside and it reacts,
it doesn't
iron,
go anywhere other than the bone.
But when you put it inside, it reacts to the iron. The outside gets dark and hardens.
It ruptures the skin. So the calcium isn't supposed to be rough.
Ingested.
Like that.
Not from that standpoint. Not from the cow's point of view. Not from the lactic point of view.
That's right.
Because the lactic is a reaction that's going out.
Well,
now
what
you said,
the calcium is in a lactic base.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a non-lactic base.
Right.
Or if the calcium is in a non-lactic base, it is going to react against its iron.
You're going to compress the iron because you're going to have calcium on both sides of it.
So if your bone is broken, what is the iron and the calcium going to do now?
The iron is going to double up, and it's going to cause another break to occur, or a mis-mending. If you can't mend with iron, you have to mend with calcium. Calcium's in the wrong place, wrong time.
So, if you don't put iron, what is it mending? Your bone, it's calcium, silicon. You ain't going to get hand down tomorrow. It's going to be another rusty old bone in the car, osteoporosis. So you better put some iron in it. So, what is the food you tell us to eat when you break a bone? Come on, tell us.
No, I'll tell you that. Spinach,
beef. But there's iron.
Spinach is iron.
Yeah. But no. It's not an iron in a what?
A lactic acid.
No, lactic base, nothing.
Yeah, I used to say a lot of iron. I just get calcium. Not an iron in a what?
Oh.
In the blood cell.
In a blood cell.
It's not an iron in a tissue source.
No.
Blood.
Source of blood.
It's not an iron in a tissue source. It's an iron in a fiber source. Now continue with that.
That's the iron.
You have spinach.
And you take dolomite to the calcium.
Dolomite. And dolomite is made of what?
And ground of calcium and
calcium. It's a non-lactic base. But it's a what? A calcium. Did you get it a lime?
Right.
So it's a lime, right?
Mm.
Something that is fermented out.
Yeah.
Good. The calcify. So it means it's already the sour, like a sulfur.
Mm.
To cope with the iron that it don't rust. So here you have your dolomite, a calcified lime. There's your iron in a fiber base. What else you got now? That is a clarified oil, only containing the lubricant function of the cholesterol, coming from a cream, not a lactic source.
Not even silicone, but it has vitamin D.
Vitamin D, which is calcium already locked into it, making the calcium on the outside of the skin over the ruptured bone or broken bone flexible to adapt to the bonding of the bone. Now you got something else you have to look at.
Cucumber.
Okay. Pickled cucumber.
Mm.
Not just a cucumber, it's pickled.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it went through what? The silicone went through what? A calcifying state or a fermented state?
Okay.
This is a what? A calcification state? Or a catalytic state? Well, what's a catalyst now?
calcium and silicon in what state would that be? Acetic acid. Acidify, calcium. It would form some kind of a neutral salt. The calcium's outline.
Calcium chloride.
Is it right for people to be a catholic state or an anabolic state?
I'm very familiar with that state.
Anabolism, you don't have to do it.
So you need something to break down as well.
So you need catabolism for what? Rigid side or for what? When you make a resin, you anabolize it to make a coating on a plastic, or you catalyze it to
okay. So the catabolic state also goes to the limit. Cancer component and things like that.
Now listen to what you're saying, because that's exactly what the physics is. It's basic minerals and trace minerals under all kind of fancy names doing what? Attracting and repelling each other. That's why don't get fooled by the labels, don't get fooled by the concoctions. Look at the actual minerals first to see how they operate in your body. And you're in control and not a victim of them. They got to come in the body from a certain source at a certain time to be an asset or a deficit to you. And if you don't look at it as a label, you're not going to get sick from it. And if you're looking at the label, you can get sick from it and go over the head. So, vitamin C is a nice fancy word for what? An iron poor material to work with iron. Vitamin A is a nice fancy name for what? Zinc to work with zinc material. Vitamin B.
We
got 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, but those are the most important ones. They all have a different element.
Is it trace or basic?
Oh, that's what I'm asking. You picked that from me. I'm
because it's the most prevalent one used to build the body.
Is that B3?
Where you find your B3? The food. In the protein?
You find it in the human body, or in any animal body, you don't find it by the heart.
Now listen to what you just said. So eat his heart out so he can live longer. You know what the guy said that his wife got killed by that jerk? I'm going to eat his heart out. So he swore to the heavens and the sky and the earth, and he catch up with that jerk, he's going to eat his heart out. That's what basic man said thousands of years ago, whenever you wanted to get even with the other man. So he did what? And then when they had all the rituals that they were doing today, it was very funny. And they kept the enemy by the throat.
The courage and fortitude.
So B3 is the chromium that gives you the drive. So they say you're lion hearted. Why not tiger-hearted? All these labels of agricultural language have a reason. But when you get down to their core, you're going to find there's a mineral underlying it that has the potential to give what the thing is supposed to do. And where you find the chromium? What particular location in the clock? All this for your brain, because you can tell you something. Every heart transplant dies of kidney fine. What killed the transplant?
What killed the transplant?
The transplant, did you say, of
pericardium? Yeah, they put your heart into the man and he died of kidney fine.
C-D flat.
Yeah, I'm sure I got B flat.
For children, B flat.
So what vitamin let them down?
Chromium.
Yeah, because why? They never considered that a transplant heart has a resonance or a harmonic. And if they're trying to connect it to a pericardium that has been ruptured from the other heart, then you take out your heart and putting in another one, you have to separate from the pericardium. And the pericardium needs vitamin B3. So the heart fails, they blame the what? The heart, or they blame the kidney?
They blame the heart.
No.
They say the body rejected the organ.
The body rejected the organ. A good heart rejected by the body. But the fault is not the heart. The fault is what?
It doesn't match the resonance of the body.
The kidney
didn't match up with the timing.
The kidney
is the organ of resonance.
Did not fulfill its function to shunt the overload of the heart. Against the pericardium. So the pericardium set up a reject frequency to the heart that's been implanted, forcing pressure to the kidney. And the dialysis machine, when pumping the kidney, found that it can't pump no more, the kidney isn't doing well. Moving the toxic substances out, so it shuts down and the patient dies when? 6 o'clock in the afternoon, kidney time. Every heart transplant dies then, 6 to 6:15. There's not a single one on record dying any earlier that has a heart transplant. But the overload is from the pericardium on the kidney, because the kidney is a shunt.
Yeah, but if you take it all the way back, it wasn't the chromium that went out, it was the iodine. Because it was a domino effect. The chromium's the one that gets the blame, but that's not the real culprit. The culprit's the iodine.
Is iodine in the kidney and bladder? Is iodine in the heart and small intestine?
Mm-hmm.
So then chromium is going to be what? Late?
And you late for performance. Yeah.
So then you can't blame iodine. They didn't follow up with the food to provide the chromium in the vitamin B when they hook up their heart to the pericardium. Put them on a dialysis machine. So whose fault was it? They hook up a nice brand new heart to the body. The pericardium isn't getting the chromium on time because it's late. Iodine is there waiting for it, both in their heart, small intestine, bladder and kidney. But chromium isn't coming at late. They need an overnighter. Or express to get it there on time. So what should they give the person at a heart transplant to help the dialysis machine and to help the heart so that the iodine would interact?
Chromium dioxide.
Chromium dioxide?
What is chromium dioxide? What fortified vitamin B? Come on, do you use
well, bird heat.
Oh, what else?
You'll find it in leafy green vegetables.
In the afternoon.
Oxygen can work for you and can work against you. And with chromium dioxide, chromium is guarded with the oxygen so that the oxygen is present. So that the carbon dioxide
what would you give the point?
Does not stop it. Chromium dioxide.
Guard food.
What food are you
going to
give
the point? Sprouted kidney beans. Kidney sprouts.
Is it from what? You guys show your stuff in the store.
Chromium, but GTF, we sell chromium in several ways. GTF chromium, chromium coal in it, and like a super key light. And then some of the cheaper, which is probably something like chromium oxide or something.
A lot of food is if I had to get the portion right away. They're a hot transplant, man. The gas won't stop it.
Molasses? Cranberry juice.
Congratulations, now you woke up. God, oh, it took so long to wake up. Now if you mix it with grape juice, we got... You sell it, you know.
Yep. Cranberry nectar.
No. Strawberry nectar. Nice
possibility
for what?
For
chromium what? Chromium dioxide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you find your food, you can find your minerals.
Malic acid with chromium would give you chromium dioxide reaction.
So you saved a man's life instead of letting him die from a dialysis machine. But in the meantime, the nurse isn't supposed to do what? Interfere because the doctor says the patient must have what? A dialysis machine, and you must keep watching the patient and report any malfunction to the doctor. But if the nurse were to put a mouthful of, or a syringe full of cranberry juice and grape juice in the patient's mouth, he might survive.
That is interesting, though, because they do that a lot. They do the grape juice, but they never consider the cranberry juice.
Cranberry and grape juice? Yep. Yeah.
See, if you never lie down in a hospital for a year or 9 months on your back and observe dying people around you.
Well, I know they gave me a lot of grape juice. Uh-huh.
You don't recognize it, but most people don't. Now, last but not least, you got the... What other trace minerals that you find that is essential?
Cobalt.
These are always recognized as very important to your health. What foods do you find cobalt in?
You find cobalt in B12, and you can find that in meat. Hard to find it in the vegetarian diet.
More inspiring.
Now listen to what you say.
That's inspiring.
3 times richer in B12 than meat.
You can't have a mineral existing in an animal that didn't come from what?
Plants.
Well, it came from a plant, yes, but what stage of evolution that plant must be in order for it to be of an asset of an animal?
Growing.
Before the fish came in the ocean, what was the ocean accumulating?
Algae.
Why not algae? Or your algae. What does algae know?
I am still on top of the water.
Those two words, al means what? Alma means what?
Our.
Alfalfa means what?
Father food.
So what's algae know?
All genetics.
Genetics is algae. The people who were using these words for centuries knew what they were talking about. We're the ones who get lost and dead in it. So you take your algae, and there are two types, fresh water and salt water. Which one you want to know for the poor with the heart problem?
Fresh water. Fresh water for the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh water at fresh water at hard time and salt water at kitchen time.
Then body green is it an acid?
Yeah.
If you can get algae.
What's the word?
Barley green. If you can't algae?
Yeah.
And spirulina. Now you were up there with me in the Grass Valley when you little kid told our mother what she said.
I see. When you said what time, the mother said, I told you I didn't want to eat it for breakfast. I wanted it at night.
Well, that's the kid telling his own mother when the mother's pushing it down her throat, trying to make her eat spirulina in the morning. The kid is dying from sore throat. No, she heard that she's not supposed to eat it in the morning, eat it at night. Then the mother was surprised. But the mother was taking the class. And the kid is proving it by doing sick and trying to get ready and knowing when to eat it. So the spirulina is the nighttime and it's your salt water. And your body green or blue green magma is middle of the day's fresh water. Now, we went to your place there in where your aunt lived, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That pond that she had there.
Mm-hmm.
She had the best what?
Turkey.
You sure it's not edible algae? Mm-hmm. That's the name they want to call it because they don't know that thing better.
They call it duckweed?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Man,
I was living with a guy
that
started
with the
that
stuff around you. I'll eat it to stay alive because I don't know what the heck to eat.
He told me about all the problems he was having trying to get people to grow that. That's incredible. I didn't know
I said before, I don't reject anything. I know that to eat it. Because nothing is a poison at the right time. A poison is only at the wrong time, too soon or too late in your body. So, for that reason, solid nutrition isn't based on some imagination, it's based on the physics of what a thing is doing all the time. The plant extracts the minerals of certain weight and type to make the product. And it's the same minerals other plants extract at a different time of day to take it out with a certain weight to make their product. So it's not the mineral, because it's the same mineral. It's the quantity and time of day that determines what geometry, and above that is the sonics holding it together. So if you're eating a food, you're automatically eating sound, and you're automatically eating minerals, and they're all locked up together by time. So trace minerals, and they come out of trace. Why? Is it because of the minimal content, or is it because the percentage that is needed is not as much as the basic?
That one. The percentage is smaller.
What do you say? Why do you need trace minerals?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need trace minerals? Is it because of the percentage? Or is it because of the price?
Because it's high. Is it composed of all?
And not just the weight?
Mm-hmm.
Not the weight.
What do you mean not the weight?
A trace is a weight to me. If you want a trace of something, you only want a certain percentage. And above that percentage, you can never use it. It has to be in a certain range to be considered a trace mineral. It doesn't matter what the mineral name is or type of mineral it is. The word trace is telling you it must stay within a certain way.
Amount,
right. Mm-hmm. And if it gets beyond that amount, it's what
problem. Toxic.
And becomes toxic to the body.
Good.
Money is deadly.
So if it's not one of the 12 required to have a certain weight to be classified as basic, they were are going to be a threat to the mechanism due to the excess of the weight. And the excess of the weight can either come from too fast or too slow in the delivery. So a trace mineral must maintain what? Constant movement in your system to ensure that the body is working on time. And the bulk of the minerals are found in what part of the body? Look at the clock. Where is the bulk of your trace minerals from? What time of the day?
Heart and small intestine time.
And the basic minerals?
Similar. Small intestine, kidney, bladder.
So you see why your heart and your small intestine have the biggest work to do, and the bunch of air in the bladder and liquid in the kidney are all necessary to be there at the time they to offset the overload. And it's your small intestine that overloads your heart. Because you put them in your mouth, it goes down your stomach, lines up the small intestine, but it becomes toxic. It makes the heart work too much. And if you don't go to the bathroom, it'll stay there in your ascending colon and your heart. Because you don't get enough fluid to move it out, you don't get enough air to move it out, it's going to back up. And so they call you what? Instipated, resuscitated, or constipated. So,
I started this.
I do. You will notice your trace minerals have the same effect like the basic minerals. One, they do what?
Host,
right? Wherever they're assigned, they act as a host. What is the role of a host?
Prepares the way.
Take care of the
And a monitor.
Regulate.
And a guest? What type of guest you got?
Non-cooperative.
Cooperative and non-cooperative. And you have four shunt organs. And each shunt organ has a basic mineral assigned to it. And now, what does shunt organ do?
They take off the carry the overload from
loads out
the organs surrounding it.
So, by virtue of that, a shunt organ has a basic mineral to act and trace minerals to act in insulating the body against what? Premature life. What will your shunt organ do for you? It is insulating you, it prevents what? Premature what?
Okay.
Breakdown.
Oh.
So, what is mature now? Does the body ever get mature? Or does the body suffer from what? Lack of mature.
We get too old.
How?
Because we get 16 and then we don't do anything, so we get honored. So we clog up.
No, this isn't the way you're saying.
It's stagnant.
This is the way you're saying. So maturity is what?
Is
incorrect transportation?
Is time harmonic resonance.
Incorrect transportation?
Causing more mass and less energy.
Incorrect transportation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct transportation is what now?
Non-aging.
Factually, there's no such thing as non-aging.
Yeah, that's a negative word.
But there is premature clogging and overloading due to what? Incorrect transportation to an area from demand and supply and storage. How can your cell age? Then it's made out of resin. It contains sodium and chlorine outside to make it look like skin. It's made from turpentine oil. It's a resin from a pine tree. So what you got here? You call it skin. It's a living mesh as a container for the other elements to stay and flow around inside. No skin dies. What's the name of that doctor who spent all his life to prove that his skin doesn't die? What's his name?
The one who died? The one who died? That one
kept the heart alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that kept the chicken heart alive for 28 years and a jerky student of his go muck it up.
Oh, yeah.
By forgetting to take care of it one day. One 24-hour mistake that the whole thing started to rot. Then he thought he had goofed up, only to be told by the student he had forgot to take care of it. He told the student to take care of it because he wouldn't be there for Saturday and Sunday. And the student forgot to go and do it on the Saturday and only did it on the Sunday. And dropped it. So the doctor thought he could. But years after, when he found out from the student, more than that, he went back and he did. Today, we still got a knife wound at the Smithsonian Institute, non-rotting little heart. If you don't die. But the elements that are there to sustain it are placed there on time, all the time from now on. So what is life? Elements of a certain weight and pH factor moving on time, all the time. And no God can sit down and wait for a dead person and put it together to move on time, all the time. But the biological clock is there. The minerals are there, the trace minerals are there, and they're going to keep going on around you, till you wake up to the fact what? That you got to do what? Get out of time or stay in time?
In time.
So what is realization? No. What is health?
Timing.
But you'll notice every organ there has been assigned a mineral or a trace mineral, except one organ. It doesn't have a single mineral.
Lungs? Sonic?
Good. Now that tells you one thing. You can muck up every other part of your anatomy and get a replacement. When you muck up your lungs, it's broken. Because Yogananda once said, if you drink too much, only you break up. If you overindulge in sex, you and the other person break up. But if you smoke, everybody break up because they gotta breathe the lousy air you throw out. So he considers smoking as more detrimental to the existence of the human life than the drink or the sex. Because why? All three conditions depend upon breathing. No matter how smart you are, if you don't breathe, all three conditions depend upon breathing. No matter how smart you are, if you don't breathe, it do you.
Very
good. So, sonics, I'll come back to it, the sound frequencies hold you together. In Eastern traditions, they may call it intrasonics or biosonics, or audible light stream. What it actually is saying is cellular matter makes a frequency of its own when it constricts and dilates from breathing. And that constriction and dilation that occurs from breathing has a certain resonance. And if you were to hear it, what has he mastered? He has mastered the identity of the constriction and dilation in his own cells, representing life, health, and eternity. There is no death, only for those who don't want to breathe on time. But if you breathe on time, you have health and life. The minerals are there, they're not going to do a single thing other than obey, and the lungs ain't going to do anything more and provide the opportunity. So the air goes in you as a gift into your nostrils, and it goes out of your nostrils, and if you follow it when it goes out, you may call the experience outer body experience, and if you don't come back in it, they may call you breath free, ready, buried. But if you go in and out, they may call you a living organism. So if you go out, then you can be conscious from outside looking in. They may call it out-of-body experience. If you stay in and you breathe out and you can't look back at yourself while you breathe out, you know you're going to remain inside your body for a heck of a long time. Some people can go out and look back at their body, but may not get back in. And others are busy trying to get in, to use it like a telephone booth, but say they are walk-ins. So what's more important, you breathe and stay in. Okay? So health is predominantly controlled by the sonics of your respiration in the morning and regulates the elements around the clock to maintain the body staying on time. So underweight, overweight, underfed, overfed are all results of what?
Misdiagnosis.
Correct. And all diseases are a result of what? Right. So if you want to stay healthy, you have to rearrange
I identify with the Simon. Now, if eternalness is a reality, and mastery of it is an important experience, then breathing on time becomes the most important process. Because your health is centered on it. And whatever you put in has to obey. Here are minerals. And this is a tree with its root collecting these minerals to make your food. Here is another fruit formed by a vine, and the vine has roots and collecting the same minerals. And here is a bush that goes under the ground, and it has roots and it's collecting these same three minerals. But you'll notice none of the three are collecting the same minerals of the same weight. The weight of the minerals differ to give the type of food it is, but the same minerals are in there. So if you were to cut open a beet, you're going to find iron, you're going to find potassium. If you cut open a tomato, you're going to find iron and potassium. If you cut open an almond, you're going to find iron and potassium. But you know something? The weight differs not through them. The weight in an almond makes it become an almond. The weight in a tomato makes it become a tomato. And the weight in a beet makes it become a beet. But the element didn't change. Health has to do with when you put it in, and not the element that you put in. It's the time and the weight. What time you put it in and what weight you put in. So if you want more iron in the morning, you better eat your almonds. And you want more iron in the middle of the day, you better eat your tomato. You want more iron at night, you better eat your what? Your beets. Because each time frame provides the quantity of the minerals that the body is supposed to have at that time. So you can't fool yourself no more. Your health can be maintained, and it's not a goal, it's a process. Thank you.
You mean the weights, the ease, the geometry of the arrangement?
Arrangement is only the period of extraction from the soil by the frequency and the repetition of extraction that would form the geometry. Now, if it was extracting a mineral called iron, and if you were to weigh the iron content of a tomato and it reads 1 milligram, and you weigh the iron content in an almond, it may read 1.5 milligram. And if you were to weigh the iron content of a beet, it may read 3/4 milligram. Every beet will have what? How many milligrams of iron?
3/4.
And every tomato will have what?
1.5.
And every almond is what?
1.
That is exactly consistent to make them look the way they look. And the pitch or the frequency that keeps them together will be constant. They're not going to change because they're going to have to be CDFT all the time. Ain't no way we can get around these laws. They're consistent.
It's like the density of the bell.
And so Eastern tradition
give their students 5 nice words to repeat in the Eastern language. In the Western world, it says CDFG. Musician of Earth. Good. And the scientist says 1/2 milligram, 1 milligram, mm-hmm. and 3/4 milligram iron.
He talks in weight, and he talks in density, he talks in repetition.
Did the original people, the Adamic race, did they instinctively know all this, and then all this knowledge has been lost down through the ages? Is that what happened?
Yes.
They must have known, God must have given them the knowledge. They had this garden with everything growing in it. They knew all this, huh? But they got smart and decided they weren't going to live by the rules. Is that what they did?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They wanted to own it.
They wanted what?
To own it. You know, own it.
What?
They wanted to be rulers instead of the mainers.
No, they wanted to be owners instead of being the rulers.
Yeah.
You can rule a country, but you can't mm-hmm. own it. There's a big difference in trying to own something and ruling it. You know what ownership is?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, but people want to accumulate. They think that it's theirs, and it really isn't. We only get to use what's here, right? We're stewards. Huh?
Right. And that's why it was called dominion, and not owner. If you were the owner, then you're depriving the person who designed it from their own what? Product. Then you're a thief. You're stealing the designer's product. The designer was the person who designed it. Is he the owner of it or not? If the designer designed you and give you freedom to move around, how can you own what belongs to the designer? You see the mistake we make in our thinking?
Mm-hmm.
We are entitled to use
uh-huh.
whatever is here, but we're not entitled to own what is here because we didn't put ourselves together.
Yeah.
But the designer gives us the opportunity to enjoy whatever is put together here. And warranties it that you will never run out of. So we don't know that, and so we feel threatened if we don't own it, only to find out we can't own it because the designer owns it already. So the designer is telling us we must learn to take care of it, but we can't own it. But if we do take care of it, we wouldn't be left out.
And if we know that it's available for everybody, then there would be no reason why anybody would want to keep accumulating and storing up more and more and more, because it's always available for us to use.
You see, your body is a good teacher to show you why you can't own anything. One, if you fall asleep at night and you don't wake up, what can you own? Two, anytime you put something in your mouth, you can't keep it neat, you've got to go to the bathroom. So what can you own?
Yeah.
You know, you learn very fast from yourself, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to radioactive waste. No.
You got any questions you want to ask now?
About the sphere.
Hmm?
Not about this. Not about this particular link.
All right.
But If since it rained outside, it could be an initiation.
Ever asked before creation. You only ask after creation. So
I asked you once before it rained 3 months ago. And you said the condition was that we had it rain when we were together.
Okay. But your point is taken.
Feel good tomorrow. You only have an hour and a half.
What?
You only have an hour and a half. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Whoever wants to be in the shade, bring that.
That's the reason. If you come, bring an apple. And if you're going to do it here around 8 o'clock?
That's fine.
You could.
And definitely, it would be better to be here about an hour early just to make sure the door closes at that time. Nobody can come in as yet. Always the family with about an hour to die.
The day it is.
Is that fresh juice, Ed?
This is canned.
It's canned. It tastes so fresh.
It does taste good. The right time of day to
take it. Thank you. It really tastes different than most canned juice.
Yeah, it really.
Is there any nutritional value?
Not that. That's good enough. You want my
list? Is there any nutritional value in the skin of almonds? I wonder that every day because I peel off the skin. I don't like it.
Yes. Do not throw away the skin of the almond, because you're throwing away the majority of the fiber, and you're throwing away the trace minerals in the almond.
I could chew it all up.
And if you eat the almond pre-soaked, it's very soft, and it's easy to digest, and it's enough fiber to give you proper bowel movement. So you can chew it up well, and you will have no problem with it. And it will give you a very good bowel movement. I eat it that way. And when it's soaked overnight in distilled water, you have the germinal action, and the nitrogen is increased. So you're insulating yourself against the possibility of a breakdown of your body. So, pre-soaked almonds are very healthy for the body. No, you're throwing away the fiber and the trace minerals.
Is the water also a value too? Is it saying?
Drink the water, it's good. Don't throw away the water. But don't keep it longer than 3 days.
How many should we eat, Adana?
One almond for every 10 pounds of body weight you want to weigh.
One
almond for every 10 pounds of body weight you want to weigh.
Aye.
You determine your optimal
weight. You have to
weight.
Determine your weight, what you want to weigh, and then
one almond
for every 10 pounds. Me, I weigh 130. I've been doing it since 1955. So.
I don't know, is there any formula that you have to determine the proper weight? For years, I weighed 130 and 132. And then back 4 years ago, I lost about 15 pounds. I was about 110. And gradually, I built up to 120. But I don't know if 120 is my ideal weight or 130.
I put it this way. It's better to be a little light than overweight. It's easy to put it out, but hard to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to weigh 180 pounds. It took me a heck of a long time to get them out. But it's easy for me to put them on every one. I don't need it. Because remember, your weight is determined for your functioning to the size of the heart, and the heart to the size of your fist. So if you've got a big body and a small heart, you know you're going to have problems. Too big a body is not a healthy thing for your fist. It's proportionate, that's why most athletes have swollen hearts. And they don't die from that.
Heart failure.
That's right.
And they think it's a good thing to have that going on, by the way. It's going to enlarge their heart and have more powerful.
Some of
Why is popcorn a no-no?
Right.
On that sheet said popcorn was not allowed. Is it too much roughage? I was trying to figure out what could be about popcorn.
When you pop the corn,
yeah,
and it pops up.
Yeah.
And you put it in your mouth and you work it till it dissolves. You'll notice that there's a little portion of it, the core, yeah, doesn't dissolve by your saliva.
Right.
And if your saliva can dissolve it, don't expect there's anything in your colon to dissolve it.
Right.
And so it has to go down through your stomach and go down to the intestinal tract, where you may have some melted cheese there, and it gets caught in that melted cheese, that little fiber, and then it moves towards your ileocecal valve to come up, and it's not going to pass through the ileocecal valve because it's going to clog up the ileocecal valve, and then you got a problem. If you wake up with a pain in the morning around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, they're going to rush you to the hospital for your appendix. If you wake up with a pain in your chest around 9, 10 o'clock, they're going to rush you to the hospital for a heart surgery.
A cottage hospital right here in town, I don't know, a nurse told me that a doctor put out a death certificate just by popcorn and had to clog the scalp and was causing the death.
It's interesting.
Yes, yes. Muscle. Fiber inside is too hard. No, there are only three things we don't eat. Melted cheese, the inside of the popcorn, and the combination of the soda pop. But you can drink beer and decarbonize it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very healthy. You can drink champagne and decarbonize it, and it's very healthy. You take the beer and pour it out in a container, and take a little honey and stir it up, and then all the carbon dioxide goes out. And it's called mead.
Uh-huh.
And that has all the minerals that the body can use for proper digestion. The same thing is true champagne. You pour it out in a container,
put a little honey and push out all the carbon dioxide, and then you have the best drink. Mm. It's called rapide. All the mineral contents of the grape is in it, minus the carbon dioxide. It's very good digestive function.
When you give yourself a caloric, or you have a caloric, like I recommend it, is it best to do it only in time, or when the moon smells from the earth, or, you know, is there any time into caloric?
Yes, no, maybe. A caloric, number one, there are only two times a day for it. Morning and afternoon. And if you're looking at full moon or new moon time, the moon is only going to increase the pressure to push the dead waste out faster. So that's not a foundation that is any threat to the body. It's only an asset that it works to push dead waste out quicker in the full moon. But you still got to do it in the morning or in the afternoon. That takes priority. If you do it in the morning, you have to consider your pericardium or spleen is involved. If you do it in the afternoon, you have to consider your bladder and your kidney is involved. So if you're tending to be eating a lot of dairy products, it's better to take care of it in the morning. If you're trying to get rid of a lot of meat products, better to do it in the afternoon.
Then you take caloric afterwards. Gatorade. One cup of Gatorade with a
person. That's after you've done the irrigation. That is to restore the peristaltic action of your and the electrolyte balance in your body. Gatorade and with aloe vera juice. That restores the peristaltic action in the body. But that should be drunk after the service is done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adama.
So tomorrow night we will tweak the nose and pull the toes and bring your apple if you're going to be initiated. Those are
initiated into what?
Symptom.
Symptom.
You see, number one. Initiation is the opportunity to be a driver of your own car. The moment you're initiated, you're no longer a passenger in this world. The days of a passenger are over. The days of being pampered by the cosmos is over. You are a driver in your own car. This is your own car. And that's the ignition switch. And when you're initiated, you're given the rules of the road to to work with their own body, take care of their own internal well-being. And so you don't live in the illusion that somebody in the sky is going to take care of you. You live in the reality and that somebody is inside of you, telling you how to live, so that you don't muck it up no more. So that's the difference between going to church out there or going to church in here. This is the only church there is. And God is not sitting on a throne waiting for dead people, because he took minerals and put it together to make living people. So if he made living people, chances are he'd be more interested in particularly in order to see the living. So Brother Jesus will say, pick up your cross and follow me, don't pick up mine, because you can't pick up his. But if you pick up yours, the things he did you can do also, and everything shall you do. And what's more important, live now. So if you live now, initiation makes you appreciate it. But the reason why we don't initiate like the ordinary person does, I don't know if you got a mind game. So then I was asked years ago to initiate people. I refused. So I wanted to find out for sure if it's your mind or your heart. Jesus said, the pure in heart sees God. He didn't say the pure in mind sees God. So for me, if I'm going to initiate somebody, and if they're really serious about what they want to do, I'm going to let God approve them. Like how you approve your credit at the bank. And so, I ask for two things. If rain fall, or a rainbow show up in the sky while I'm in the area, when you ask for the initiation, I'll do it. That will tell me it's not your mind, it's your heart that did it, because why? Then elements ain't going to listen to your mind. And if your heart is genuine, they're going to do it. So I know for sure, even when I'm gone, and I don't even do the technique that I teach you, after you're initiated, you can sit down and think of the rain, or think of the rainbow that may show up, because you will know for sure in your heart you didn't invent it. And so you can talk to the blue in your face about worshiping God someplace else, but the rainbow or the rain is evidence that your heart is talking to the creative power around you. Because I don't want games, mind games, I don't need them. There's enough people playing mind games. I'm more concerned if it's genuine love from the heart versus conversation with the mouth. So when you ask me, what are you going to be initiated into? You're being initiated into the confirmation of the love for God. That's what we're being initiated into, the confirmation or the approval of your love for God in a tangible way that doesn't have anything to do with mind games. You ask the question to me, would you initiate me? And I'll say to you, yes, while I'm in the area, if the rain falls or if a rainbow show up, that's evidence to me that they approve your love. I don't have anything to fool myself when I'm gone. You don't have anything to fool yourself when you're gone. The love is there as evidence. So it's an initiation to the confirmation or the establishing of a love that you know is genuine between you and the creative intelligence. It's not between you and an animal. So, if you show up before we close the door, you do it. If you came after the door is closed, you're not going to let you. That's the rules of the game. A red light is a red light, and a green light is a green light, and a yellow light is go like man. So that's good. That's
it's 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
The door closes at 8. After that, you gotta be here before 8 o'clock.
And I'll be here.
Bring an apple if you're coming. Bring an apple if you're coming. And there's a reason why you wanted to bring the apple.
You know, in the Bible, after the flood, the rainbow was a sign of a, like a new covenant that God made with man. And according to something that I read, that there wasn't a rainbow before that. Only that period and since then has
so
there been a rainbow.
If you are approved in the Aquarian age method of initiation, that is your Christ power allowing rain to fall as evidence of your love for the Father, or the rainbow show up in the sky, I know you didn't make it. You didn't paint the sky, you didn't drop the water on my head. So that tells me you really got love. Because then you know your love is genuine. You don't need to go to church to prove to nobody you love. Because why? There is no other life form created by God, greater than man. And if man can demonstrate love for the God by having some approval from the heart, not from the brain, then the God in general, and the man in general. So if the rain falls, or the rainbow shows up, I know the man and the God and the heart of love is genuine. And I don't have to go boast about the person, and the person don't have to go and feel left out. They know inside of their heart they are one with God. Because God would not approve it. It's like a bank. Your credit wouldn't be good for you to go borrow or buy the house or the car if they didn't give it approval. So that condition of the rain falling or the rainbow falling is your living, tangible evidence that God is inside of your heart, not in your head. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
But you know something? One of the hardest things to create or perform is love. Let alone to get a rainbow and a rain to come out in the sand as evidence and approval. We really have that love. And imagine, it says, if you have faith in me like a grain of mustard seed, you see how the mountain move. I'm only putting it in a different way. If your love is great in the God, the rain and the rainbow will be evidence you got tremendous love, bigger than, smaller even than a mustard seed. You don't gotta go move mountains or ruin the society or spoil the area. You can make the rain fall and make more potatoes grow. And got some nice rainbow, make all them boys fly around. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Don't you like to see more rainbows in the sky and rain?
Oh. Hmm?
Good. Well, more rain falls, the more the farmer loves you. More the rainbow comes up, more the pilots love you.
that's a better way to use that crate, like a mustard seed. Who wants to move mountains? Too many hot kicks.
Is this your long day?
Yeah.
Live and well.
Yeah. Actually, it was easier today than last week. That was more fun.
My sisters lived in Berkeley all that time, and I never liked it. At this time, I was going, hey,